It was a CAA Media Day today, the Coastal Athletic Association, holding their annual Media Day, also released the preseason poll, preseason all-conference teams, and more. Coaches and the players got a chance to meet the press and get ready to kick off the new season of CAA football. One of the folks who was a part of it was, of course, the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bears, Jordan Stevens, who joins us this afternoon. Coach, how are you?
Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are things going for you?
We're doing well, yeah. Just really ending summer training and getting prepared for our preseason here to get going with our players returning next week.
Well, let's talk about today's media day. Always a good chance to hear what the other coaches have to say around the league, and the CAA continues to get bigger and better with new teams coming on board, and 15 teams in the league this season for what I think continues to be the premier league in FCS football.
Yeah, I think it really, you know, adding the teams certainly strengthens our conference and gives us really strong stability, you know, right down the East Coast. And, you know, with the additions of North Carolina A&T, Campbell, of course, adding Hampton last year and Monmouth, and, you know, at 15 now, it's a really strong conference from top to bottom. And, you know, just we'll have to really get prepared this preseason camp, and like we have been this summer as well, and for a tough season ahead.
Well, no love from the folks who voted in the preseason poll for the Black Bears, pick number 13. All I thought when I saw that is, first of all, this is consistently the most unreliable poll in all of sports. Last year, three of the top four teams in the preseason poll didn't even make the playoffs, and two teams picked at the bottom got in. So it doesn't mean much.
No, and I think, you know, I really don't pay much attention to it outside of just seeing it. Okay, you know, and then moving on. I think, you know, we could use it as motivation, but I don't know how sustainable that is. So I really just, you know, are focused on us getting prepared for our first game. It's something that we need to be in a much better position to start off the season than we were a year ago, and we will. This is a new team with a lot of new faces around here, and I'm excited about just getting going with this group because I really love the way they work.
Well, summer is always a big part of that preparation for the season, and from what I was hearing, this might be one of the biggest groups you've had on campus in the summertime.
Yeah, I had a really big group here, around 90 players here in the month of July. Had around 65 players because we had a lot of first-year players coming in July, but back in June, and we had around 65 to 70 players. So our players have made a huge commitment to working together, going through the process, and we believe that that is going to show on the field.
Obviously, the portal is a reality for everybody in college athletics now, and you lost some guys that were part of the program last year, but you brought some new people in as well. Are you excited about this new group of Black Bears, some of whom have actually been on campus since the semester started?
Yeah, I've got a real strong group of guys here. We had six players come in at the mid-year. We've brought in four players this summer that are here now. You know, we still have about six players that are not here, but were added to the team. They'll be here for the start of camp next week. So really strong group. And yeah, just really excited about the men we have and the leadership that we're forming here.
Hey, let's talk about that leadership and the captains, the guys who were with you today. What do they bring to this program and what will they do for you in the coming season?
Yeah, Derek Robertson has been outstanding in terms of his leadership, his consistency, his poise, just in how he's handled himself. I think everyone's always noticed that with Derek, but now being the guy at the quarterback position, it's certainly more noticeable and appreciated. His steadiness helps us, you know, in everything we're doing. And he's a football junkie. He's in the office all the time. He's watching tape. He's meeting with Coach Cooper. He's, but you know, he's into it, and that's what you want out of your quarterback. Vince Thomas has been just an emotional leader who's really invested in Maine football. And Kevin, Kevin Jones, really taking that next step as a member of this team. And, you know, another guy similar to Derek and Vince and just being consistent every day.
You announced some hirings to the staff last week, so everybody's set there, and it looks like you've got some more good coaches on board, and then a guy who's now officially part of the program who's been close to Maine football, well, since he was a player here. What's it mean to have Mike DeVito around and part of the program again?
Yeah, great to have Mike here. Mike has, I mean, he's, you know, just a wonderful man and person. So he's been a huge value to our players and coaches, building relationships, engaging the community, helping our players. You know, he's just a real strong resource for everyone here in the program. So I love that role he's in, and I think he'll thrive in it.
And it was great to see some of the former Black Bears that have been around this summer, Stephen Cooper, Chad Hayes, and others, and continuing the great tradition of Black Bear football and letting these new guys know that when you're a Black Bear, you're a Black Bear for life.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we want to make it, want the players to know how meaningful it is to play football here at the University of Maine, and no better way than bringing in guys that really paved the way and are still invested in Maine football, care about, you know, these young men here and the success they have. And, you know, it just really helps, you know, our commitment towards what we're doing on a daily basis.
Well, the season will be here before you know it. Opening game coming up in early September down against Florida International University. When's the official reporting day for your team?
We report next Tuesday. We report on August 1st. Our first practice will be August 3rd. So really just that's the arrival day is the 1st, and then we'll get going on the 2nd, and our first practice will be the 3rd in the afternoon. We'll have 25 practices over the month of August before our first game. That's including game week. So we feel like we have a good plan set forth for our players to thrive in.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we always love talking with you, Jordan. Looking forward to the coming season. Good luck getting camp opened up next week, and we'll see you on the sidelines before too long.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Red.
You're welcome. It's Jordan Stevens, head coach of Maine Black Bear football, with us here on Downtown. Again, CAA Media Day today. We'll have more details on what went on, preseason poll, all conference, that sort of thing. But yeah, Black Bears ignored, disrespected, as they often are. Now, I understand it, too. They're coming off a 2-9 season. And if that's what you look at is just that, and look at departures with graduation and the portal, sure. But Maine had so many close games last year and brought some good people in, both in terms of the freshmen that they've recruited, the incoming guys, and some of the talent they've brought in through the portal as well. So we'll see. We'll take a look at that in just a few minutes and give you some details on it. But thanks to Jordan Stevens for visiting with us today here on Media Day.